الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفاه أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث ما معناه من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل ألا إن سلعة الله غالية ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم My respected ulama, friends and brothers, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has endowed us with the greatest of gifts, favors and ni'mat from all his treasuries. Allah ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of iman and made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this in itself is the greatest favor and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over us. A person who has iman, adheres to the life and the demands and dictates of iman, then by Allah he is successful. And a person who denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lives in the disobedience and rebellion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is a failure. There are only two and real outcomes. One is real success and one is the real failure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this complete and perfect deen. It is our duty and responsibility that we appreciate this ni'mat of Allah. We have come into this world and one day each and every one of us are going to depart from this dunya, from this world. So successful is that person about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that that person whose face will be lit up on a day of qiyamah. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ. Two outcomes. That those people whose lives or whose faces will be lit up, and there will be people whose faces will be darkened. The people, Allah says about those people whose faces have been darkened, it will be said to them, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, that you have turned your backs and denied Allah after your iman. Now taste from that painful punishment of Allah because of what you did. And those whose faces will be lit up, will be shining, illuminated, glittering, Allah says about them, فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will be under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therein they will stay forever and ever and ever, no end. So friends and brothers, the short life that Allah has given us, there are two paths, and both these paths are divergent. They cannot be mixed. One is the path and the road of those whom Allah has favored, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, the Siddiqeen, the martyrs, the shuhada and the salihin. And the other is the road, and these are those people who have established and showed the way how to live a life of obedience to Allah, and how to live a life to be obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to imitate and to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is that recipe to success for us and for each and every human being till the end of time. So Allah mentions in the Surah Fatiha that we recite daily, that we are asking dua and praying to Allah, that Sirata al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, show us that right path, Allah, guide us on the right path, and make us continue being on the right path, and make us lead that the outcome must be your Jannah. And do not let us walk or tread and adopt that path on whom, or those people on whom your wrath, your anger, your displeasure has descended. The ulama explain it in this way, that in this world that also there are two groups, not the divisions that men have made in terms of one's wealth, in terms of one's riches, in terms of one's class, in terms of one's caste, and each one vying with the other, and each one claiming that I am better than the other, I am better than you, no one is better than me. So the ulama explained that one road is the path of Rahman, the road of Rahman, and the other is the road of Shaitan. So a person can adopt that way either on which Allah is happy, or that path and that road with which Allah Ta'ala is unhappy. Allah says about those different divergent pathways, that is the road of Shaitan, that Allah says, do not detour from this Sirat al-Mustaqim, that is this deen of Allah, because it will make you lose your way, and then you will become misguided. So two types of people in the akhirat as well: those that followed, were obedient to Allah, followed the Anbiya, were obedient to the Anbiya. In our case, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the best and the choicest and the greatest of all creation, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that first person who committed that great rebellion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a mistake, but deliberately, was Shaitan. Allah Ta'ala says about him that Shaitan is your enemy. فَاتَّخِذُهُ عَدُوًا. And you also make him your enemy. Understand him to be your enemy. Recognize him to be your enemy. Consider him to be your enemy. And when we understand that so and so, that he doesn't have good wishes for us, that we stay away from that person. That is human nature also. That in our intermingling we feel that there is some negative attitude or behavior from someone towards us, we stay away from that person. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is telling us, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. That he is your real enemy. So understand him and make him your dushman and make him your enemy. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. What is his whole work and his encroachment and his whole ambition? Allah says that he invites all those that follow him or decide to follow him to be amongst those who will be the dwellers of the punishment and the fire. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, that his form and his caricature was still present before the ruh was put, it is said Shaitan was that creature or creation that he made the most ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he saw the caricature of Adam alayhi salam, who was still in the form of water and clay, the form was made, and already he sensed that this, and he considered himself also to be very, very big and great. And when he saw the form of Adam alayhi salam, that he already sensed this threat. And it is said that he went in and out, he examined and he analyzed, because he sensed that this creation, that it is going to diminish my status and my importance. So he outside, inside of Adam alayhi salam. And then when only one place the ulama say that he could not penetrate or he could not discover properly or fully was the qalb and the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the heart as the seat and the place of iman. When a person will make effort on his iman, and how does a person make effort on his iman? Very, very simple formula: to be obedient to Allah and to adopt the beautiful life, the lifestyle and the way and the sunnah and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other way. There is no other security device and protection from the onslaughts of shaitan except this way. That we strengthen our iman, we protect our iman. And then he thought of different ways that this is that creation that is a threat to me, that how is it, or how am I going to manipulate him and mislead him? Eventually when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the instruction that sajda must be made, all the malaika, and great, great, powerful malaika, they are malaika who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How powerful is their stature? They are making the tasbih of Allah. There are some malaika that from one heaven, that some of them are in qiyam, some of them are in ruku, some of them are in sajda, some of them are sitting how we sit in tashahud, all of them singing and praising the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah by his fadl and karam, through the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala gave this every posture which is beloved to Allah and which is adopted by the malaika to praise Allah. Allah has given us in one salah. Sometimes a person is in qiyam, sometimes he's in ruku, sometimes he's in qawma, sometimes he's in sajda. So the collective form of those postures and that ibadat which is Allah, beloved to Allah, Allah has blessed us with it. So nonetheless, when the sajda was made by the malaika, Allah says, illa iblis, that his pride and his arrogance, that this prevented him from making sajda to Allah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, that why is it that you do not make sajda? What did he reply? That khalaqatani min nar wa khalaqtahu min tin. That this creation of yours, it is made of sand, and the nature of sand is to be base and low. And I am made of fire, and the nature of fire is to go upwards, to rise. So he says that it is not possible. So the ulama explained that he was looking at himself and using his logical reasoning to refuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment. But he did not see that from whom the commandment came. So what Allah ta'ala wants from us, that every commandment that Allah comes to us, that we have to obey and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama or some pious person, he was asked that what is it shaitan misleads everyone? So what is it that misled shaitan and deceived shaitan? Immediately he replied, it was his ego and his nafs. So what is it in this deen that first thing we say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that we have to come out from our designs, our schemes, our plans, what my Allah wants from me, that I have to submit. And this is Islam. And how it must be done according to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to become obedient to Allah in every facet of our life, in our day-to-day lives. Our deen is a complete way of life. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, the close meaning is that I have left you on such a road, such a path, that it is clear cut. That by night also and day also it is clear, clear, clear. So in every aspect of our lives, every facet of our lives, in our private lives, in our lives at home, our domestic life, in our business, in our relating with people, in different aspects, there are commandments of Allah related to that or pertaining to that, and we have the most exemplary and beautiful way of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this will suffice us. Allah Ta'ala has said with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَإِن تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُ, that if you will be obedient to Allah, obey His instructions, the do's, the don'ts, no one can be more compassionate to this ummah than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. More than a father can have shafqat and compassion for his children, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has more, many times over, compassion for every ummati and follower of his. One Yahudi, he came to Hazrat Salman Farsi, or one of the Sahaba, and he derisively and to belittle, and the response he wanted and to evoke from the Sahabi was that he must apologize and become apologetic. He said that your Nabi is such that he teaches you how to go to toilet and to the bathroom also, to relieve yourself also. So the reply or response he expected was, no, you know, what can I say, what can I do? It is part of the process to apologize, like it is so widespread today. That we can never be apologetic with regards to our deen. We have the best way of life in this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us through our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah is saying that in the life of Rasulullah, he is the best of role models. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. There is no other fashion statement, no other life, no other lifestyle to the minutest detail. Imagine the spirit of the Sahaba. They just heard from an instruction from Rasulullah, not even directed to them. It is said about one Sahabi, Abdullah bin Rawaha, on one occasion. He was outside the masjid in a nearby locality, but he heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying in the masjid, for those that were in front or in the masjid, that sit down, ijlisu. And what was, when he heard this, immediately he sat down. Some time lapsed and somebody came to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Abdullah bin Rawaha is sitting in the locality or in one of the gullies. What is the reason? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent for him. He said, O Rasulullah, that I heard your instruction. No sooner I heard your instruction, this was sufficient for me, I sat down. Although it was not being directed to him. So this is that spirit that we have to inculcate in ourselves. That only obedience to Allah. Obedience is to Allah alone. Obedience is to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. Loyalty is to Allah alone. Loyalty is to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. On the day of Qiyamah, that no other connection will be of any avail to us except these two connections. What is that? It is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So we have to, for our need, for our betterment, for our security, our families, our wives, our children, our homes, our neighborhood, our locality, there is only these two big statements for our lives. It is La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah. every other way, it has no value or no standing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who will live the life of deen and of sunnat, on a day of Qiyamah, when people will be helter-skelter, people will be drawn and attracted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be waiting at the hawd. Those that are fortunate, they will be given from that cup or that goblet from the water of the hawd with the mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. About which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that if a person drinks from there once, that he will not get thirsty forever. Then some people will come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, and he will recognize them to be his ummah, and he will be wanting to give them water, but the malaika, the angels, will intervene and they will stop Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they will say that, no, not this person, not this person, not this person, saying, but this is my people, my ummah. Says, no, that you do not know that after you, that what other ways of life other than the life that you established and taught and practiced, and it was necessary for them to adopt and to follow and live their lives by, but they changed that whole system of yours. They opted to live their life of desires, following this one, following that one. Those people who have no value in the eyes of Allah, then it is said Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam become so disturbed and so displeased that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, be far from here. Go away from here. Allah protect us all and the whole ummah, my friends and brothers. So to develop and to strengthen ourselves, that one with Allah, to know Allah, to recognize Allah, and to become obedient to Allah. Allah ko manna, Allah ko janna, Allah ko pehchanna. First to recognize Allah. Allah Ta'ala has said that there is no one but Allah. Remove everyone, everything but Allah. My obedience is for Allah. My fealty is for Allah. My loyalty is for Allah. I will not submit to anyone or anything but to my Allah. Whatever my Allah wants from me, that is sufficient for me. What my Nabi has instructed, that is sufficient for me. So this we find in the lives of the Sahaba of Rasulullah. So coming back, what was the response of that Sahabi? That my Nabi is such that he goes at pains that every matter which is necessary for a human being to become a human being, that he has taught us, he has not kept it back, that he is more compassionate than a father will be to his son. So for this, my friends, my brothers, like everything else that we are conscious about, that the system of this world, that I have to work, I have to earn, to fend for myself, my family. This is one basic necessity of human beings. But my friends and brothers, that up and above that, it is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are those basic and fundamentals and demands of this, la ilaha illallah. That the giver of life is Allah. The taker of life is Allah. The giver of benefit is Allah. No harm comes to me or to anyone except with the permission of Allah. My risk and my sustenance and of each and every human being, those my subordinates, my family, and the whole human race and every creature in creation, Allah has assumed the responsibility of their risk. That my Allah is all hearing, my Allah is all seeing, my Allah is all knowing. So on a daily basis, that this life that we are living of unmindfulness, today it is a big thing, people talk of unmindfulness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we have to live a life that we are in a complete state of awareness, of dhikr of Allah, awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a believer's condition is such, Allah says, إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. That only those people are true believers or genuine believers and people of iman, that when Allah is remembered, Allah's name is mentioned, وجلت قلوبهم, that their hearts tremor. They say that the name of Allah, the Mashaykh and the pious write, that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is so powerful that even if that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is written on a piece of paper, and if it has to fall down, that the force and the power of that it will smash everything to smithereens. That it is just the grace and mercy of Allah that Allah ta'ala removes that strength and that power from it. On a day of Qiyamah, at the time when the weighing of deeds will take place, it is said that that person, when one person will be called, he will see now that there will be mountains and mountains of wrongs that he had committed in this dunya. And he himself will come to the conclusion that now I am damned. That I am condemned now to go to the fire now. And then he will be preparing himself, bracing himself to go to the fire. And then it will be told to him that no, this is the day where everything will be put in front of everyone. Whoever has done an atom of good, he will see it. Whoever has done an atom, an iota of wrong, he will see it. And then an old parchment or piece of paper will be brought up, will be brought. It will be put on the one side of the scale, and immediately it will outweigh all those mountains of wrong and sins and gunas. And then he will be shocked. He says, what is this? He said, this is that kalima that you recited with ikhlas and with sincerity. And what is the demand of the sincerity also? It is to live that life of the kalima. So indeed we are fortunate that even if we give our whole lives in the shukr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala loves shukr and appreciation for all His ni'mat. To display that shukr to Allah's ni'mat, the greatest ni'mat, it is iman. The greatest ni'mat. Material benefits are there also. There also Allah becomes happy that we display our shukr to Allah. And what is that shukr? That we utilize it, and where and how we must utilize it, that also Allah has commanded us, shown us, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. Very quickly, time is short. There was one nation in the past, Allah has mentioned them in the Quran, the people of Sabah. Allah says about them, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي سَبَئِنْ مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةً فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةً. That in the dwellings and the people of Sabah, that there is a sign. The people should take heed. Allah says, "Jannatan an yamin wa shimal." That on the right also, on the left also, there were only gardens and orchards, gardens and orchards. If a person wanted to undertake a journey, it is said he did not have to even take any provision, or how we would say we are preparing for a journey, we have our passports with us. They did not even have to do that. It is said it was so lush with the different fruits that they used to just travel and those fruits used to be falling down. And they used to pick it up and eat it. Yeah, and survive like that. So this was the special ni'mat of Allah. This beautiful land, lush, green, producing. And Allah said what? كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ. That eat from the risk of your Rabb. The risk Allah is giving us. We are drowning in other favors of Allah. How much shukr are we making? Allah says, بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ. That we have given you, blessed you with this beautiful land, wa rabbun ghafur. And such a Rabb who is, his forgiveness is never ending, it is so vast, it is so great. And then immediately Allah says, but what? So this was what is wanted from them, or wanted from them, but Allah says, fa'a'radu. They turned away. So this is a very dangerous thing when we take a ni'mat of Allah to be taking it for granted. You see? So Allah says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِيمِ. That we send that flood of arim to them. And the same gardens which were lush, and the produce was plentiful, it was green, it was beautiful. It is said that they didn't even know, the air was so pure, they did not even know a sickness, let alone a mosquito. It was so pure. But they turned away, they became unmindful, ungrateful. فَأَعْرَضُوا فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْدَ الْعَرِيمِ. We send that flood to them, and those same lush gardens and orchards on the two sides of their roads, Allah says that it turned into barren land, full of thorns. Nothing can be produced there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, my friends and brothers. So how can we appreciate our iman? That we have to make effort on iman. The simple thing, a person wants something very basic, simple, he knows he must work for it. The Jannah that Allah has created for us, it is forever. So does that come without any price or any way of life? No. So to become alert of iman, our responsibility is to Allah and to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our duties, like we understand other duties of the worldly things, the duties to Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this mubarak effort of Dawat and Tabligh is taking place. The programs that take place, jamaats come far and wide. From here, jamaats go far and wide for long periods, for shorter periods, locally. And then activity of the masjid, let us become part and parcel of that, so that our iman can become alert, our iman can become strong. And in this way, my friends and brothers, that we will enjoy and be the recipients of greater and ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further, our wives, our families, our children, our homes, we have to develop this worry. We have this worry, but it is stuck with this worldly things. We have to take it a bit further for that real life, the eternal life, that is the life of the year after, the life of the akhirah. Allah has given us in this time and age this very, very simple solution. So everyone of us make a solemn intention, inshallah. Holidays are coming also now. There will be vacation. Let us send our youth out from 15 years and above. Encourage one of them. We have seen many youngsters, youth, their lives have turned. Parents used to cry tears of blood, have endless and sleepless nights with regards to their children. That just a little bit of effort, they went in the path of Allah. Those same youngsters now, in the wee hours of the night, they are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in a short span of time, this transformation can take place. This is the easy way, inshallah. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq, all of us will do, inshallah.